The tone of Barbara Friedman and Barb's Wire. Look at the stuff trending on social media, and I'm worried. Barbara, welcome. I think he's losing the plot.
He is. That is Elon Musk.
Yeah, I think he must be masked or muzzled.
Well, so there were two possible stories I was.
I think he's a pit bull.
Do about Elon. So I'm looking at this thing where he's threatening war with Apple because he says that Apple, he claims that Apple is threatened to block his social network from its app store without explanation. Can you imagine if on your iPhone you could no longer access Twitter? And he says that this advertising revenue that Apple has spending on the platform has been pulled back quite a lot, which is obviously a lot of money for Twitter. But there's a whole lot going on. He did post a tweet that said, Apple has mostly stopped advertising on Twitter. Do they hate free speech in America? But we know that Apple has always been quite strict about being having platforms on its operating system that do not promote hate speech and other things. They've actually pulled off some lesser-known platforms in the past. I don't know what the outcome of this is. He, of course, gets himself into such a state that he's now threatening to build his own smartphone if Apple and Google remove the Twitter app from their app stores. And, you know, because it's all about freedom and, you know, we can publish and post whatever we like. So, I mean, that is kind of quite a big story today, you know, because, you know, he refers to himself as the free speech absolutist. Whatever that means, I don't understand it exactly. And
it's the only business model that's going to save Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't. There's no absolutist position on this. There are things that should not be published.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's where Elon is at the moment. I was going to mention that he also posted a photograph. We might try to put this online. He posted a photograph of a musket gun in a box, a sort of old American kind of Confederate looking thing, and then a revolver type gun and some empty.
So who posted that?
He posted this sort of almost still life photo of these like caffeine free cool drink cans and a gun and a musket. And I'm doubling up on this first story, but it was interesting because we shouldn't give him this credit or this time, but it was almost like he was trying to send a code. Because everyone's trying to decode this picture and going, what's that object? And, you know, let's call him Elon Musket.
I don't think he would just do random kind of stuff.
Well, somebody in the office was saying to me, this is obviously his way of signaling some people. I mean, I know this sounds very Illuminati-ish, but the picture is so odd and everybody is trying to dissect it.
Okay.
So
it's his next tweet. That's going to ruffle feathers again.
Keep your eye on that.
Okay, so 4-day work.
Yeah, I just thought I would like raise this. I know we've talked about it so often,
is
but
this
I just
something you long for.
It is. I have to be honest, but I just thought what I would mention is the latest article coming out of the UK is that the 4-day work week. This is outside of the pilot study that they're doing. They have 70 companies in a pilot study for 6 months, and the results of the research will be released when that period is up. But outside of that pilot, there are more than 100 companies who are now permanently running a 4-day work week. It's a fraction of the workforce. It's 2,600 staff from sectors including manufacturing, architecture, technology, retail, housing, marketing, construction, and events. Reduced hours with no loss of pay. The companies say that they are finding it's driving higher productivity with the same output achieved in fewer hours. And it seems to be a way of retaining employees and having everybody have a better work-life balance. It makes people a lot happier, they say. And I suppose, yes, I'm just bringing it up because interesting that these 100 companies outside of the pilot have now adopted this permanently. I always thought they would maybe tack on a few hours on our 4-day work week, but apparently not.
32 hours a week, essentially.
Correct.
Okay. So you can literally put your laptop off after 32 hours.
Yeah, they've grades companies with a 32-hour work week as the gold standard, they get gold. And then if you do a 35-hour work week, which is obviously we're tacking a little bit on extra on those 4 days, then you get a silver status. But I don't know. Is this too much to hope for. I think it depends on the industry. I mean, you can't, like, if you've got a factory situation with people making widgets, it's very hard to do the same productivity in 4 days that you would do in five. And the other thing I was wondering about, which maybe you have known more about it, is obviously because of customer services, you can't literally have nobody on duty for a whole day. So I assume they stagger the teams so that your day, that you, your 4 days are maybe a different 4 days for other people in other departments or in your team. I mean, I know that's probably like an obvious point.
It probably is.
Because, I mean, you couldn't have like nobody behind the phones or the desks or anywhere for a whole day on the same day. But I mean, listen, I don't know enough about it, but I'm just...
I can't imagine that. You know, as an entrepreneur, there's not enough hours in the day.
I really think that we could all fit in the same amount of work in our 4 days as we do in five if we didn't talk to other people or...
Sure.
Stand the balcony for those that do.
So what do you think? 32 hours? Maybe you want to wade in on that conversation.
Yeah.
Would you like to see that develop in South Africa? Your WhatsApp's 072-567-1567. I love Monopoly.
Okay. I had to talk about this because it was very triggering for me. And that I'm using that with no pun intended, because this man is accused of shooting his family. Okay. He didn't actually kill them. He shot at his family after a game of Monopoly went horribly wrong. This was in America, in Oklahoma. It's the Tulsa Police Department that reported this. And I'm just mentioning it because I don't know about you, but when I haven't really played Monopoly since I was a kid. We used to play with the neighborhood kids. And you know that we never finished a single game of Monopoly because one of the kids always threw the board across the room. And I mean, my question is this. I don't know if people listening have. What is it about Monopoly? I mean, this man obviously was so enraged. After knocking over the Monopoly board and turning over furniture, another family member told Armstrong and his stepfather to take the fight outside. And then he was accused of pulling out a pistol and chasing his stepdad and stepsister at gunpoint down the street. And I suppose my question is, yeah, there might have been other issues involved, but
clearly.
I'm telling you. No,
I hope
but I'm
so.
Telling you. I'm telling you. Monopoly causes rage, the
You've
likes of which
it.
I've seen it. No guns were involved. But I promise you, when we were kids, there was one of the kids in the neighborhood particularly who literally used to throw the whole Monopoly board.
And
never
what's
the got
pattern
to the end.
When he loses?
I suppose so. What is it that triggers people to be so angry when they're playing Monopoly? I was talking about the story before I came on air in our office, and everybody was like laughing and going, oh my goodness, yes, it really does make you so cross. Is it because you go to jail? Because you go bankrupt and lose all your money on Wall Street? I don't know.
Well, apparently, 30 seconds, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Is that a whole nother...
Yeah, that's a message in. Have you played 30
seconds?
Oh,
no. Is that worse?
When you've got a...
Is that more angry-making?
Apparently, yes, especially when...
Okay, Amy's nodding from behind the booth.
Somebody's getting it horribly wrong, I guess, and you're trying to figure out what they're trying to tell you. To do.
I mean, I was thinking for the festive,
so stupid.
For
I know
the festive season families, in case you don't have enough drama at your festive season lunches and do's, get Monopoly or 30 seconds and it could end in war.
Yeah.
In case it doesn't anyway.
Maybe you don't want to give those presents for Christmas. Thank you.
Give a Monopoly present.
That's Bob's. Why are Barbara Friedman? And I look at the things trending on social media today.